If you haven't realized it by now, Sitka is an electric vehicle town. In pure numbers, it's a national leader.
If you were your own state, you would be beating California right now in terms of EV adoption. Heartily beating California as a state.
That's Devin Kibbe, an electrical engineer and the founder of the Alaska Electric Vehicle Association, a nonprofit all-volunteer advocacy organization for electric cars, trucks, and buses. Kibbe said that based on the latest data from the Division of Motor Vehicles, Sitka had 126 electric vehicles, 90% of them Nissan Leafs. That's 15 Nissan Leafs for every 1,000 people in Sitka. Elsewhere in the state, that number drops down to around 2. But there isn't a single public charging station. Barb Bingham said the community had unique characteristics that made electric vehicles attractive for many residents, but not for all.
I mean, I think we lead the nation because we're at, with 14 miles of highway, you know, we're in a unique position to have short-range vehicles. So for commercial businesses with light-duty fleets, apartment dwellers and liveaboards in the harbor that would like to have electric vehicle, and residents who most of us trickle charge, I believe. And so it would be nice to be able to do a fast charge once in a while.
Bingham was one of the co-hosts of a presentation organized by Transition Sitka on May 23rd to hear from Kibbe about his work advocating for Juneau's 19 public charging stations. Kibbe bought a Leaf in 2014 and said he was okay charging it at home overnight from a regular electrical outlet. But as Juneau's population of electric vehicles grew, so did the need for public infrastructure.
Sometimes my car doesn't get plugged in at night. I forget. And I drive away in the morning and I go, oh no. And if I need it, I know that those chargers are there to go to if I need to get a few more miles to get back home that night. And then secondly, and the thing that we've been working more on in Juneau lately is people who don't have garages. So apartment dwellers, people in the downtown core of Juneau who just don't have off-street parking, and how to help them go EV.
80% of the cost of Sitka's first ever public charging station will be covered by the Alaska Energy Authority, which is passing through funding from the federal infrastructure bill to install public charging stations along every 50 miles of national highway in the state. That qualifies Sitka for exactly one charger. Now it's a matter of figuring out where to put it. The site must have access to power, obviously, and if it's on private property, it will require the cooperation of landowners. In Juneau, the Fred Meyer Grocery Store was the site of some of that community's first chargers. Sitka's Lakeside Grocery is a possible candidate, as are the post office parking lot, the RV lot at Sealing Cove, the grassy area beside the Japonsky Boathouse, the boat impound area at Thompson Harbor, and the former long-term parking area at the airport. What likely won't be needed, however, is any high-tech networking equipment or credit card readers. Kibbe said that the best value has proven to be charging cars for free.
When people plug into these level twos for an hour, the cost to charge for the electricity is, you know, like a couple dollars at most. And we found in the beginning that the cost to charge someone a few dollars exceeded the cost of electricity itself.
Kibbe said that Juneau's first chargers were secondhand and came with ports that may become obsolete when electric vehicles adopt a standard. Sitka's charger will have 4 ports and will have to be more advanced by necessity, as electric vehicle battery capacity has grown massively. Kibbe's 2014 Leaf had a battery capacity of 24 kilowatt hours. A new Chevy Bolt has about 2.5 times that. A new Rivian pickup truck comes with a staggering 180 kilowatt battery. A level 2 charger draws about as much power as a clothes dryer or an oven, but can still take a long time to replenish these huge battery packs. Kibbe said this has forced a change in Juneau's approach since the first public charging stations were installed in 2017.
For the public chargers, you used to go and plug your Leaf in for an hour and you'd recover about 25% of your charge. And that seemed like a lot. You know, a quarter of your battery was replenished in an hour. But with these newer vehicles that are coming out, we're starting to think more about how they're going to need to be plugged in longer, but less frequently.
Kibbe answered questions from Sitkins about charging stations and other details surrounding electric vehicles. One EV owner said that he had a 2011 Leaf, the oldest in Sitka, and he feared the cost of replacing the battery pack would exceed the cost of the car, although he was still getting around 30 miles per charge. Kibbe said that although there were less expensive options out there for replacing battery packs, electric vehicles were not immune from the same factors that affected the lifespan of gas-powered vehicles in Alaska.
I think the cars like frame and other mechanical components are going to rust out before like the battery likely needs full replacement.
Transition Sitka organizers conducted a brief straw poll among attendees at the presentation about their preferred location for Sitka's lone federally funded public charging station. There wasn't a clear consensus. Kibbe urged Sitkans to consider what they wanted to accomplish with the charging station. Is it going to charge personal light-duty vehicles or allow the electrification of some commercial fleet, he asked. What, in your mind, is the best use or low-hanging fruit of the electrification sector that could occur because of this station? Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.